Welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical beginner skill for drum and bass in Ableton Live, dub siren and bass interactions. Because in proper DNB, a dub siren isn't just some random sound effect you throw on top. It's a call and response tool. It creates tension, it highlights phrase changes, and it can become a hook, but only if it talks to the bass without cluttering your mix. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean little DNB drop section with a rolling bass, a dub siren that answers it, and a setup where they interlock, sidechain, EQ carving, rhythmic gating, and controlled delay and reverb so it stays punchy. Step 0, set up the session. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, like 174 BPM. Set your grid to 16th notes, because that's where a lot of the groove details live. Now create 3 MIDI tracks, one called bass, one called dub siren, and optionally, a third thing for effects returns, because we're going to treat space like a controlled effect, not a wash of reverb. Step 1, the bass foundation. If you already have a bassline you like, keep it. This lesson is about interaction, not about worshipping a specific preset. But if you need a fast, clean starting bass with only stock devices, on the bass track, load Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to a sine wave, or a triangle if you want a little more harmonics. Leave oscillator 2 off for now. Put the filter on a 24 dB low pass. Set the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz as a starting range, and add just a touch of drive, maybe 2 to 6%, because we want it to speak. After Waveatable, add saturator. Use a preset like a bit warmer, set drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and leave soft clip on. That gives your bass some density without needing it to be loud. Then add EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 30 Hz. That's not to make it thin, it's to stop useless sub-rumble stealing headroom. If it feels muddy, try a small dip around 180 to 300 Hz. Small moves, you're not trying to hollow it out. Now the MIDI. Make a one-bar loop. Use eighth notes as the main pulse, and sprinkle a couple 16th note pickups to get that classic rolling feel. Keep it in a weighty range like F1 as a root. You can move later, but starting simple helps you hear what the siren is doing. Step 2. Build the dub siren patch, fully stock. On the dub siren track, load operator. Keep the algorithm simple, a straight to output. Set oscillator at a saw if you want bright and cutting, or square if you want more hollow and woody. Pull the level down a bit, like minus 6 dB, because sirens get loud fast, and we want headroom. Now we're going to make it do the yelp. In operator, turn on the pitch envelope. Set the amount somewhere from plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. Don't overthink it, you're basically deciding how dramatic the bend is. Set the decay around 300 to 900 milliseconds. That creates a pitch dive or sweep that feels instantly siren-like. After operator, add auto filter. Use band pass if you want that classic telephone-style siren bite, or low pass if you want it smoother. Set resonance somewhere around 30 to 55%. And just note to yourself, resonance is exciting, but it's also where harshness lies. So keep it in a controlled zone. Back in operator, shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a phrase, not like a held synth pad. Set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Decay around 300 to 800 milliseconds. Sustain at 0 for short stabs, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds so the end doesn't feel abruptly chopped. This is one of the biggest beginner to intermediate differences. You're designing the shape, not just the tone. For motion, you've got two easy options. You can use the auto filter's built-in LFO. Sync the rate to the project. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount light, like 10 to 25%. Or if you have other modulation tools, fine, but the point is, one movement lane at a time. If you stack pitch dive, filter wobble, volume gating, and delay throws all at full intensity, it stops beating musical and starts beating noise. Finally, add a bit of grit. Put overdrive or saturator after the filter. If it's overdrive, try drive around 10 to 25% and set the tone roughly in the 2 to 4 kHz zone. But here's the teacher note. Don't confuse cuts through with hertz. We'll make it cut with arrangement and slotting, not by making it painfully bright. Step 3. Write an actual call and response phrase. Set the siren to the same key as your bass. Let's say we're in F minor. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip on the siren. Here's a simple musical structure. In bar 1, do a short call, like a quarter note. In bar 2, leave space. Literally let it breathe. In bar 3, do 2 quick calls, like 2/8 notes. In bar 4, do a longer sweep, half a bar or even a full bar if you want a dramatic tail. For notes, try root and fifth. In F, that's F and C. It's classic dub language and it tends to avoid ugly clashes. and keep the siren in a higher register, like F3 to F5. That's a huge rule. The bass owns the body, the siren owns attention. If your siren is hanging out near the bass fundamental, you're asking from asking. Quick coaching moment. Treat the siren like a vocalist. Think syllables, not continuous sound. Short hits are like consonants. Long sweeps are like vowels. If your bassline is busy, your siren should speak in shorter syllables and save long vowels for the end of phrases. Step 4. Make it pulse with the groove using the gate trick. Put auto pan on the siren track after your filter and saturation. Now do the key move. Set phase to 0 degrees. That turns auto pan into volume modulation. Not left right panning. Set amount to 100% and set the rate to 1/8 for a classic pump or 1/16 for a more frantic jungle stutter. Use a square wave for hard gating or a sine wave for smoother pulses. This is one of those Ableton cheat codes. Instantly your siren feels like it's part of the drum grid, even if it's holding a longer note. Step 5. Make room with EQ and frequency slotting. Add EQ 8 on the siren. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If you need it steeper, go steeper. Indeed NB. Dub sirens do not need subs. Let the bass and kick do that job. If the siren fights the bass presence, try dipping the siren around 250 to 500 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. That's a common mud collision zone. If the siren is piercing, don't immediately boost or cut randomly. Often it's around 3 to 5 kHz. Try a small dip. And another really useful trick is adding air higher up instead of boosting the painful zone. A gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB after saturation, can give sheen without stabbing your ears. And if it gets hissy, a gentle low pass around 12 to 14 kHz can smooth it. On the bass track, if you want the siren to be the lead, keep the bass mids tighter. Sometimes a small dip around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz on the bass can make space for the siren's attention zone. You're basically deciding who owns what, instead of letting them fight. Step 6. Sidechain so the siren sits under the kick and bass. Add a compressor on the siren track. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. That's your starting point. If the siren still covers bass notes, you can add a second compressor sidechain to the bass with gentler settings, like 2 to 1. But coaching note, before you stack more processing, try this simple move first. Nudge the siren MIDI 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Let the bass transient land first. That tiny timing offset often clears masking in a more musical way than aggressive sidechain. Step 7. Add dub space without washing out the drop. DNB wants tight transients, so we'll use returns for delay and reverb. Create return for delay. Add echo. Try a dotted eighth or a quarter note delay time. Feedback around 20 to 40%. And an echoes filter, high pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. This keeps the delay from reintroducing low-end mud and harsh fizz. Create return B for reverb. Use hybrid reverb or the standard reverb. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. And crucial move, high pass the reverb return around 400 to 600 Hz. This is one of the biggest why does my drop feel blurry fixes. Now send the siren to the return sparingly, like 10 to 20%. And here's a pro feeling trick that's still beginner friendly. On the reverb return, add a compressor sidechain to the dry siren. Fast attack, medium release, ratio around 4 to 1. This is reverb ducking. It makes the reverb get out of the way during the hit, then bloom after. You get space without losing punch. Step 8. Arrange it like Reval DNB and Jungle. The biggest mistake with sirens is using them constantly. If it's every bar, it stops beating special. Try this 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. Drop A. Just drums and bass. No siren. Let the groove land. Bars 9 through 16. Add short siren calls at phrase ends, every 2 or 4 bars. Bars 17 through 24. Make a variation. Switch the gate rate to 1/16 for extra energy, and add one longer sweep. Bars 25 through 32. Pull it out again, or do one big siren tail into a fill. Automation ideas that make this feel alive. Slowly rise the auto filter cutoff across 8 bars for tension. Do a delay send jump only on the last hit of a phrase, like bar 8 or 16. Switch the gate rate from 1/8 to 1/16 for an energy lift. A key rule here, pick one main movement lane per section. If this section is about gating, let pitch be simpler. If it's about pitch sweeps, Keep the filter more stable. That restraint is what makes it sound intentional. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. If the siren is the loudest thing, it becomes annoying fast. It should feel like spice, not the whole meal. If there's low end in the siren, high pass it. Every time. If the reverb makes the drop cloudy, high pass the reverb return and reduce the send. Reverb mud is sneaky. If the siren has no rhythmic relationship to the drums and bass, it will feel pasted on. Use silence, use gating, use timing. Now a mini practice exercise you can do right now. Loop 8 bars of drums and bass at 174 BPM. Only put siren notes on bars 4 and 8. That's it. High pass the siren at 200 Hz. Sidechain it to the kick so you get at least 3 dB of ducking. Put the opan gate at 1/8, and then only on bar 8. Switch it to 1/16 so the end of the phrase lifts. Then export a quick bounce and listen quietly. Low volume is your truth test for sirens. If the siren is the first thing you notice at low volume, bring it down 1 to 2 dB. Or shorten the release. If the bass loses definition when the siren hits, remove some siren low mids around 250 to 400 Hz before you reach for more sidechain. Optional upgrade if you want a thicker vibe without fighting the bass. Do a two-layer siren. Duplicate the siren. Main layer stays dry, forward, and short. Ghost layer gets high-passed harder, turned way down, slightly detuned, and gets more delay and reverb. That gives width and atmosphere without taking over the mix. Recap to lock it in. You built a dub siren with operator, auto filter, and a bit of saturation. You made it groove using auto pan as a gate with phase at 0 degrees. You made space using high pass and small strategic dips. You controlled impact with sidechain compression. You kept your dub space clean by using returns, filtering them, and ducking the reverb. And you arranged the siren like phrase punctuation. Not constant noise. If you tell me what kind of bass you're running, clean sub roller, Reese, jump up wobble, Nero, and what key you're in, I can suggest a siren note range and the exact masking band that's most likely to clash, so you can duck the right spot with minimal processing.